All right, folks, welcome to Nino's Corner.tv. I'm going to be doing a fluff tube edition with Jim Willie, and then we're going to go deep on .tv about some things happening in Las Vegas entertainment world, which he doesn't want to disclose here, and I don't want to either. It's too crazy. But, folks, Jim Willie is going to be talking about the economy, our national situation, what's going to happen, where are we going in November. He has his intel and his outlook on his perspective on what's going to be happening. But first, folks, get your morning kick with Chuck Norris. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? Well, I have. I recently saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He's in his 80s and still kicking butt and working out and staying active. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and even has plenty of energy left over for his grandkids. He did this by just making one change. He says he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this one thing too, and she's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, and she has energy all day long. Chuck made a special video that explains everything. Make sure you watch it by going to chuckdefense.com/Nino or by clicking in the link below the video. It will change the way you think about your health. Once again, chuckdefense.com/Nino and click on the link in the description below to watch the video now. You won't believe how simple it really is. Just a reminder, though, folks, the legendary Chuck Norris is a whopping 81 years old and has yet more energy than me. I'm supposed to say that. Has more energy than me. He discovered he could create dramatic changes to his health simply focusing on three things that sabotage our body as we age. Watch his method by just clicking on the link below, folks, and get started. ChuckDefense.com/Nino. Oh, man, did you ever used to watch Chuck Norris, Jim?
Oh, many times. I liked his action movies 30 years ago. His Texas TV series was kind of cheesy.
Walker, Texas Ranger.
Yeah, I didn't like that, but I liked his old stuff.
That was long running, though. I actually used to watch a few episodes.
I know, because he's got so much charisma. You know, this is really funny, Nino, because 2 days ago, I clicked on a Chuck Norris video. And I won't mention the website because I don't want to, interfere with what you're doing. But he mentioned three things, and I'm all over this. I've been over this for 20 years. Gut health with good bacteria.
Yeah.
Lack of nutrients. He addresses with superfoods like barley, kale, alfalfa, et cetera. And he addresses the rapid aging. And he has some very interesting, it sounds like it's from India, the country of India. Some anti-aging, and I'm thinking about buying what he's selling, and it's not the same website.
The guy's still hitting a heavy bag. I could say,
I thought I wrote a message to a friend of mine. I said he looks 65.
Yeah, I mean it's all about anti-aging. That's and I'm getting started on it right now in my 40s. Well, anyway, Jim, let's get started.
Okay.
I don't even know where to begin. So the economy to me seems like it's garbage. Everyone else agrees. What's happening to the dollar? I've heard that it was June 9th was the end of the petrodollar. Is that rumor? Is that fact?
Let me just launch off because I get going, it's going to be hard to turn me off.
Please watch yourself for this.
Oh yeah.
You can go full on the other channel, okay? Don't do it here.
I understand. All right. It was in early to mid 2023, last year, that the Saudis made a deal with China to accept for oil payments the Chinese yuan. I marked that as the end of the petrodollar in my book. In my book, because I don't care about formality. I care about actual events and function. And what happened was the UAE followed suit. They started accepting yuan for oil and gas payments. And then the entire Persian Gulf did. And before that, the Iranians had already for 5 years taken Chinese yuan. And then something happened later in 2023 that confirmed it. In my book, OPEC then adopted the Chinese yuan for Nigeria, Indonesia, and Venezuela, three important producers. So in my book, the petrodollar had an end in its function a year ago. The Saudis made it formal. Now, I'm a guy who likes metaphors because I have a lot of people who say, Jim, keep your good explanations because these are complex concepts. Imagine a guy dies, and then 3 weeks later, they have a funeral. Or 2 weeks later, they have a funeral. And they have a viewing of the body. Well, did he die on the day of the funeral? No, he died on the day of his death. Okay, the petrodollar died a year ago when the Saudis began to accept the Chinese yuan because the entire Persian Gulf followed suit, and so did OPEC. All right, it's a very big deal.
So how are we hanging on? How is the dollar still hanging on? And you just said earlier before we started recording that it's stronger than it's ever been.
No. You got to be very careful with the words.
Okay.
The dollar is being rejected and it's rising in value. That doesn't make it strong.
Okay.
The Japanese sold $180 billion worth of treasury bonds 2 years ago, and the dollar went up 22% relative to the yen. The dollar is going up when it's being rejected. It is a paradox.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. All right. This is very difficult to absorb. When the Japanese did this, what they did was they reduced their dollar reserves that were backing their Japanese yen currency. And when you drop your reserves backing your currency goes down. Okay, this is paradoxical. There's so much more to this. Now, you didn't know me 5 years ago, 6 years ago, Nino, but I made a wild forecast that came true. A wild forecast. I said the dollar is going to go up during its rejection and then vanish. It's going to go up during its rejection. Central banks are going to...
Yeah, so you're right. That's what's happening right now.
It's what's happening now.
So when you say it vanishes, are you going to say they're going to try to take us into this digital currency?
Yeah, something like that. Or
will we go back to a gold-backed note?
Gold-backed treasury dollar. That's what we're looking at. I think it's got a nickname of the rainbow dollar. Okay, there's more to this. The derivatives, you know, like interest rate swaps are often called the bond derivatives.
It's going to be called the rainbow dollar?
I hope not. Because
you know
I
they're
going to
have fun with that one.
I don't like the image of rainbow. I know, but that was because it had different colors.
Ooh,
like
boy.
The 5, 10, 20, 50, 100, they all had different colors.
They're going to be very happy about that one.
Let's not get caught up with the rainbow. Okay, Nino, there's a very big phenomenon. When the bank derivatives get liquidated, they need more dollars to liquidate. So the dollar goes up again when it's being rejected. The derivative contracts require dollar. There's more. Emerging market nations are in trouble because we're raising interest rates. Well, their debt is dollar denominated. So their debt is getting more painful. Think of like a debt for Pakistan or Sri Lanka, okay? Not exactly third world, but, you know, on the edge of third world. Their debt is in the dollar. To pay it off, they need to get some dollars. So more dollar demand. So it's treasury bond rejection, it's derivative liquidation, and it's emerging market debt satisfaction. For all these reasons, the dollar goes up. Now, I told people 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you know, let me know when the dollar goes down because I think you're dreaming. Now, you look at the dollar index, it's pushing 105. That's the upper edge. It's not dropping. And there's more, so much more to this. And we can talk more later, but let me just say that if the dollar goes down with respect to the dollar index, it means the euro is going up. What is strong about the European economy? Nothing, exactly nothing. Exactly nothing. I mean nothing, negative nothing. Okay, horrible situation. So the dollar can't go up relative, I'm sorry, cannot go down relative to the euro. All right, we've got a lot of unsettled issues in the United States economy. We've got inflation being understated. We've got joblessness being understated. We've got even crime statistics being understated. We've got foreign gang, they're ganging up in the BRICS against the United States. In late May, I believe it was, no, gosh, I don't remember exactly. I think St. Petersburg, no, St. Petersburg was the second week of June. The SPIEF, St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, which has displaced the Davos Forum. The Davos is for the banksters, and SPIEF, St. Petersburg, is for the BRICS and the Eastern nations, if you will. They had 90, what, 90 billion or $70 billion worth of contracts with 23 countries. And they made a lot of progress with what was called the unit. Now, the unit is 40% gold and 30% each of the two currencies that are involved, like, say, Argentina and China with the grain deal. Okay, so the BRICS have now the architecture of something that they're working on and have actually tried out. They've experimented with it. They call it the unit. Remember, months ago, they were talking about, well, the BRICS are going to do a gold token. Well,
Yeah.
this is their compromise. It's not a gold token. It's a gold, it has a gold, what's the word? Component. It has a gold component of 40%. Okay, and there are lots and lots of questions that arise. What will be the digital vehicle? What will the crypto device be that they use? Because Shanghai has set up a blockchain channel. And Shanghai is going to be to the BRICS what New York and London are to the West. Man, oh man, I tell you, I've never in my life seen more confusion economically and with policy. There's debate about what's going on at the border. I'd rather not get into that for this segment. There's debate about what's going on with battleground states that have, let's just say, reverse course on the election 4 years ago. So it's the tremendous confusion. I've got some insider scoop on a Supreme Court case. We'll save that for the next segment. But basically, let me just be really
Does it have to
simple.
do with Brunson or no? A
Yeah.
different case. It does?
Yeah.
Okay. So is it good or
Yeah.
bad?
It's good for us. It's bad
Okay, so
for.
man, so we could talk about that because I can't even talk about
I
that one.
know. I know. I That's why
That's
I
like
changed.
hot. That's like they
I
do
know.
not.
I didn't mention the name. You did.
Okay,
I
I've
didn't
seen
mention.
it.
Okay.
Okay,
All right. All
yeah.
right. There is so much going on. Okay. Let me just be very plain. I believe that we are not in a recession. I believe we're in a depression. Okay, they say, well, we're on the edge of a recession. Well, we're in a recession and it's a really bad one. Okay, they say we've got some inflation, but it's under control. It's not under control. So we got high inflation and we got a very bad recession. And you could make a very good argument that we're in an inflationary depression right now. Okay, as a
And that's
result,
what's so
Nino,
strange is that here in the same segment, we're saying the dollar is being rejected, yet the value is going up and the paradox, but yet we're in a depression. It's just crazy.
I know. I tell you, everything is quite confusing. And you know what makes it the underlying factor that makes everything confusing regarding what you just said is that we have an unbacked dollar. The dollar is backed by the printing press, you know, our military, our good faith and word. Well, you know, all of those are in question right
Right, and
now.
the more that people are learning about the dollar and how it has zero value, it obviously loses confidence in within the society and it starts dropping, correct? I mean,
What
the more
happens
that
is,
people learn about this, that awaken
okay,
to this, are like, man, we're
okay.
just, it's just paper. It really
I
starts
know,
losing
but
value in public
turn it
consciousness.
around. It buys less. It
Right.
buys less.
Jeez.
And therefore, it's losing value, but it's going up relative to the other countries of the world. And you know, I can't explain this component adequately because it's so difficult. We have nothing tangible backing the dollar. Therefore, all the other nations with a major forex currency, they have nothing tangible backing the yen, the euro, the pound. So everybody is in the same position of rising prices from reduced purchasing power. We're all in the same spot, but we're better off because we can print money. We're better off. Okay, you know, we're not, okay, I mentioned that we're in danger of a government shutdown and government default from debt.
Yeah.
But it's not a tremendous risk because we can print money. But when we print money, our dollar purchases less. It doesn't go down in value. It has less purchasing power. It's a fine distinction. It's subtle and it's very real. And it's hard to wrap your head around sometimes. I have clients who tell me, Jim, you're crazy. The dollar's going to get trashed. I said, yeah, and it's going to go up in value. What? Well, wait a minute. We just broke 105 on the dollar index a few months ago and on a repeated basis. We can't stop the dollar from going up in value while it's being rejected. This is messy, Nino. You're going to really impress that microphone. Okay, we're going to see a lot of things resolved in the next few months because they have to be resolved.
As we go into November.
Yes, and I think we're going to see some events before November.
Events
like a change of the guard. Something is going to happen.
Yeah. Yes,
a change of the guard. I like to be vague. I got my metaphors. You know, I know how to describe things.
Before, during, or after?
Before, during, and after. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to see it transpire all the, okay.
I think we're going to see events before, during, and after.
Well, let's go to .tv to cover that. And then I also wanted to show the audience something else we're going to be covering, which I find fascinating because you have some intel on this. And it is right here. It's kind of celebrity news a little bit, but this man right here, what really happened to him? You know what I find really weird about this? Look at his pupils, man. Look at his pupils. I don't know. They're like slits, or it's just a reflection. I don't know. It's weird. That's the mugshot they're using on the internet. But you have some fascinating intel on this.
Well, I've got some scoop. I wouldn't call it highly reliable scoop or intel. I would just call it really cool grapevine information.
And on Miley Cyrus, right?
Yeah,
is interesting because
I think she is a absolute gorgeous beauty and talented. I actually liked her with that Montana. What was the name of that show? Something Montana.
Hannah Montana. That's what she was like. Hannah Montana. Jim, what's wrong with you?
I don't care. I had little kids in the room and they were watching it, and I thought, wow, that is going to be a beautiful woman, and she's blossoming. I just thought she was extraordinarily talented. You know, let's just say, Miley, you had a big mouth.
Wow. All right. Let's get over there. Let's go talk about this. All right, folks. I'll see you over at .tv. Here we go.